Hello.
Hi, is this Jane?
Yes.
Hi, Jane. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I am the project manager. I just wanted to have a quick, chat with you if this is a good time.
Okay. Yes, I was just trying to get an opinion from a friend.
Okay, regarding what?
Whether I should go ahead and do this or not.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What is the concept of the book, and why do you think you want to proceed with it and, write a book?
Okay, first off, I need money, and I can't think. I've been on disability for since 2011, and
I'm so
I'm
sorry
in
to
a
hear that.
financial situation, but I have my background is that I was in, raised in a middle class neighborhood, but I ran a company for 30 years and then I became ill. I only have an associate degree. I put myself through college. I never finished my schooling for a bachelor degree, but I ran a company for 30 years, and then I became ill with, and I became ill, and I have bipolar. Okay, and
Oh,
it's
I'm so
I what
sorry.
I what I'm trying what I'm trying to do is get back on my feet again. I'm trying to get back out in the workforce. I'm on medication that controls the symptoms, but I need to. I just wanted to tell the story about how I, my upbringing, and then
Your
how
achievements, how you fought
I
through the
my
struggles.
ch yes,
I got it. I got your
and.
point. And
And I have a son that's autistic too, and I've been on my own as a single mom. I was divorced. I went through a divorce. I've had no help from my ex-husband. I'm trying to get my son help. He's got also autism, and he went through an auto accident and had a head injury,
Oh my God.
and so I'm trying to get a story out so that I don't know how if I can make it interesting enough, though, is the thing it, to make it interesting enough to keep people that want to read it.
Keep reading, yes. I completely understand. First of all, Jane, I would like to appreciate you and tell you that, you know what, you're going to be an inspiration for this world. I always love to appreciate independent, self-made woman, and that's what you are. That's who you are. And you have fought through diseases, sickness, tough time, divorce, everything went upside down in your life. Yet, here you
In
are,
my
talking to me.
yes, my sister also is has been helping me tremendously, and her husband has early stages of Alzheimer's. He's only 65 years old.
Oh my God,
He's
okay.
in, but the thing is I she my sister helps me out tremendously, but I need to be independent of her. I need to be able to afford the cost of living. I need to be able to afford I need to do a breakthrough, okay? And I need to do a breakthrough is what I need to do.
That's
And the
correct.
only way I could think of doing that is to write a story. And to get somebody to help me to write the story and to get So that's the only thing I can, like right now, my son, he is very ill himself, and I'm, he's got autism, and he had a traumatic brain injury. He smashed a door.
Oh my goodness.
He smashes things because he has. We've never dealt with his brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're trying to get him help, but I'm wanting to break through.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I need to break through.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how
you
to
get
do
through
this.
A book. Yes, that is something that you'll get through a book. See, I have worked.
I can
with. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that I have worked with the PTSD patients. I have worked with women who have survived alone. I have worked with a lot of people like that, you know, who want to come out and tell their story, talk about the struggle. And trust me, it is not easy. You know, taking the first step, it's never easy. A lot of times, people just want to step back and, you know, drop the entire idea because you don't know where to begin from, to be very honest. I'm telling you this from experience, okay? And there will be mixed feelings, and you'll feel dragged down with it. But once you take the first step, Jane, there's no stopping. And I swear to God, you're going to feel the difference. It's going to make you feel good about yourself as well. You know, the fact that you're telling your story, it might inspire someone else as well who is going through similar situations as you, but they've given up. And a lot of people give up. This is not normal, Jane. Let me tell you this. A lot of people, well, everyone faces some sort of circumstances in their life, you know. They have ups and downs. Nobody has a perfect life, right? But it's how you overcome it and how you dance in the rain, you know. And that's what matters the most. The best thing about you is that I see a hope in you, all right? I see the hope to inspire people. The way you talk and the difficulties that you've faced. I mean, when you come out and when you come across to your particular target audience, it's going to be massive, and you're going to love it. I promise you that. I've seen a lot of people overcome their anxiety, depressions by taking this initiative, you know. When you start to focus on other people, Jane, you tend to forget your own pain. It's like some sort of self-healing. You know, and working at this company personally, I'm talking about my personal experience, working at this company, helping so many people that, you know, tell their story, have a book, it actually makes me feel better as well. So that's the reason why I truly appreciate you for taking this initiative. Now, tell me something.
Now, my sister would not approve of this.
I'm sorry?
29. He's 29 years old.
It must be very difficult to handle him.
It's very difficult to handle.
Mm-hmm. Do you have someone who stays with him all the time? Because, you know,
he lives with me.
Okay.
No, he lives with me. He's high functioning autism,
mm-hmm.
but he sells T-shirts for a living.
Okay.
Okay. He doesn't make any money, and he's 29 years old, and I can't afford a lot, and my sister would have a fit probably if she knew I spent $450.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to do something that drastic.
Yes, you need to do something like that. Because if you're going to sit still and just continue,
but I'm afraid
to go
it's
going to
be a. I'm afraid it's going to be a lot more money than that.
Oh, no.
You know,
why do you feel that way?
Or I'm afraid that you're not going to be able to make it interesting enough that people want to read it.
Well, then you have the option to opt out. You know, there's an option called, or there's a policy that is called a refund policy. If you feel that the work is not being delivered the way you wanted it to, then you go ahead and ask for a refund. We'll pay you back. simple as that. At least try. If you're going to sit back and not take risks just because you fear the failure, we're never going to get anywhere, Jane. You need to at least try it out. Give your
look,
second chance.
I look at people on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All my colleagues have husbands, and they're not. They have jobs. They
mm-hmm.
have, but I have been disabled for so long
mm-hmm.
that it's I'm gun shy.
I know.
To get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
So with interviewing and so forth, you think you can actually make chapters out of my life?
Yes, of course. Why not? I gave you an example. I've worked with PTSD patients. I've worked with people suffering from different disorders, and we ended up making a book for them, and they were extremely happy. I mean, I didn't have a dissatisfied client. And I know that it'll sound too good to be true or not realistic, but I'm telling you, in my 7 years tenure, I never had a single dissatisfied client. Everybody went out happy. And that's why I'm telling you from experience. I know that it's a big step for you. I know that you're afraid and skeptical. But understand, if you do not take this step, you might regret it for the rest of your life. And I don't think anyone wants to be in that situation, in that state. You know, go back to your life and then nothing is happening. And then, of course, you're going to be hard on yourself too. All those feelings are going to come rushing in that why didn't you take the initiative? I mean, when you had the chance, you could have. Again, I'm telling you, money is not a big issue. I mean, you can just go ahead and, initiate with the project, start from somewhere. If you're not satisfied, we will return your money. That's the reason why every company has a refund policy. But let me tell you something. In order to initiate with the book, it's not going to be all sunshine and rainbows. Let me tell you that as well. Initially, because you're working with ghostwriters and the concept, it's your life, right? The concept of the book is your life. And who else would understand it better than you? Right? So initially, you need to think of yourself as a boss. You have hired people. You're going to give them guidance. And of course, there will be regular interview sessions with you. It will either be me or the writing team head. We'll come over the phone. We'll discuss each and every aspect of your life step by step. Like, for example, we start from childhood. We discuss your early childhood. Then we discuss your marriage. Then we discuss your divorce and the kid. Things like that. So that's how we start off, all right?
Yeah, I had five miscarried, five lost pregnancies between two boys.
Oh, my God.
Not that was
I'm
a long
so
time ago. And my younger son is in the Navy, and he doesn't even want to come home, I don't think, because there's so many problems at home with me.
I understand. So, you know, children, they tend to run away, you know, when they see that there's a lot going on at home or when they're from a broken home. Well, see, I am from a broken home, and I remember in my teenagers, I used to always run to my uncle's house because I knew that that was like my safe haven, you know, safe haven. I would go there, I would sit there, spend some time, because I knew if I went back home, I know there is always something going on. So I understand that perspective too. And, you know, sometimes you need to give people a little space, their own personal space, so it doesn't affect their mental health. And mental health is the most important thing, Jane. You also need to focus on that. And this right now, doing a book, it is going to heal you. Mark my words, when you have your book in your hands and you're reading it, you're going to come back to me and say that, Lisa, you were right. It is a completely different feeling. Trust me. In fact, I'm writing my own book too, on a personal level. Let me tell you that. I'm writing an autobiography, of course. It's still in progress, and it's going to take a lot of time because, you know, when it comes to explaining or, you know, bringing out your life, you don't know where to begin from, right? And then you have a lot of stuff. I mean, I think about it too, and I'm like, how am I supposed to put 35 years of my life in a book? And then I get lost. So here you're getting a professional help. So when you have questions like that, you're going to get answers from them. Just that you need to bring them on the same page initially. That happens in like 3 to 4 drafts, okay? So they send you something first. They'll send you an outline first after extracting all the information from you, and you can review the outline. If that seems satisfactory to you, we proceed on the chapters one by one. So we start writing chapter one. We show you a couple of pages, like 3 to 4 pages, 5 pages. Not a lot because, of course, we don't want to burden you as well. So we take small chunks at a time. We do it. We send it to you for a feedback. You provide your feedback or revision comments. Of course, if we're sending you like 10 things, not all 10 things are going to be accurate and correct. Again, reason being, it's your life. You know better. So you'll have to guide them. So out of the 10 things, maybe they wrote 6 things correctly and they got confused with 4 things. So you tell me or the team that, you know what, these 4 things, they need to be changed or amended. And then we work on that and we move on. And that's how it works with all the chapters of the book. It doesn't have to be a huge book, all right, but it just has to be meaningful. And stories like yours, they become bestsellers. Trust me. I have worked on bestsellers, so I know what it takes. Just get out of your shell, Jane. That's what I'm going to say. It's not about signing up with the company or because we want your money or anything like that. I'm talking to you as a human, all right? As a human being, I'm talking to you in a very general term, you can say. And I would really love for you to take this initiative.
Okay, so you would email me back and forth?
Yes, I will be with you throughout the entire process. I'll be talking to you. I'll be guiding you as to how it works in terms of having a book out. And, of course, it's going to be a fun learning experience for you as well. I'm telling you, it'll be something that is beyond your imagination, trust me. We'll work together, we'll work as a team, and by the end of the book, you will become like family. And I have so many clients like that, you know. A client that I worked with like 6 years ago, I think. Yeah, it's 5.5 years ago. That person is still in touch with me. He doesn't
I don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have to use my credit card to
mm-hmm.
get started.
That is
just
initiate somewhere, you know. And, of course, it depends on you, where you want to stop. See, I'm not going to lie to you. Book writing, having the book written and then published, there are certain basic requirements that you have to fulfill. And once you have that, once the book is out, it's all good to go. You don't have to, if you don't have the cash, if you don't have the money to do a lot of marketing and promotion for it, then don't. Just go with word of mouth. As long as the book is out there, it's going to be published for an entire lifetime. And you can also leave that as a legacy for your kids and your grandkids. So it's not always about investing money or, you know, getting somewhere. It's just about leaving a footprint. And I'm telling you, you're going to love
okay,
it.
is there a phone number? Let's just say that something happens, that it doesn't work out. How do I get a refund?
You just come back to me and you let me know. You say that, Lisa, I'm dissatisfied. I want a refund. So what I do in return is that I file your case to the finance department. I let them know about the reason why you're asking for a refund. Now, one more thing. Refund is there on dissatisfaction, all right? So if you're dissatisfied with the work, if you're getting poor quality, if you're not getting responses on time, yeah, in short, you're dissatisfied with the company and the work, right? So you ask for a refund, and we provide you that.
So, okay, I'm just trying to find a phone number.
Phone number for who?
For Gnome.
phone number for Noam. You don't have it? I'm calling you from that number.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to give that number to you?
Okay.
You there?
Yes, I'm here, and I found the number on my screen.
Yes, so you just save that number as notebook writing. And come on, Jane, let's get started. I am already so excited to be a part of this project. I always love motivating, you know, independent women, because I am one, and I know how difficult it is to survive in this world alone. So, yeah, let's do this.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that is playing on your mind? I mean, what is it?
No. How do we start, though?
Well, it's simple. You clear out the payment. I will create your account on a portal. We have an online portal for communication, and I will register you there. I'll send you a couple of brief forms, and then we will schedule a detailed session. Maybe a Zoom session, or if you're fine with a telephonic session, we'll go for that. All right, and we'll begin from there.
Okay.
Okay, so should I transfer you over to Daniel so we can have this initiated and, you know, go about doing your book?
Okay.
All right.
You say other people are successful at it?
Yes. You know, I worked with a lady who was in a mental asylum for, she was actually 89 years old, and she has lived in a mental asylum for most of her life. And the things that happened to her, I cannot disclose those to you because of, you know, obvious reasons. We sign a non-disclosure with all of our clients, so I cannot discuss their personal life with you or your personal life with them. But I can give you a gist of it, all right? She went through abuse. She went through severe traumas for 30 years of her life. She had a therapist who was abusing her, and she didn't know. So we had stories like that, too, and they worked like magic. Of course, we will have to see. I understand that when you look at your life, you're like, I don't know whether people will be interested to read or know more about your life. But we will make sure that we give you content that sells as well. It's not just about putting everything down on paper. It's about how you say it, right? It's about how you present it. So that's where the ghostwriting team comes in, because they have an idea, they have the experience to make your story sound good, sound, I'm not getting that word, you know, that pleases the other people, appealing. So, yeah, why not? I mean, if those kind of stories can work, why not yours? This should be heard. People should know about you. And in fact, you can put a little chapter in your book about this major step as well. How you were so skeptical when you took the decision and you weren't ready, but you wanted to do so. You can talk all about this as well. How you took the big step. Because it is this. And it's the first step. Yes. So get in with all the enthusiasm you have. Get in with all the positivity that you can get and see how this works for you. I'm telling you, you're never going to regret it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Did I motivate you?
a little bit. I'm just really nervous about this.
Okay, what exactly
I have,
is
I tomorrow we're going to an attorney for my son, and he's we're trying to get him a guardian, and I'm not sure that that's the right thing to do. Go ahead.
Okay, so you feel that it's not the right thing for you to do to initiate a book now?
No, I do think it is.
Exactly, because if you start feeling like this, you know what, I have something else coming up in life, you're never writing a book, because there's never going to be a right time. Right time is now. Either you act now or you just sit there forever. And I know that feeling of just being there and waiting on a perfect moment to arrive. But let me tell you a bit of reality, Jane.
Okay,
that perfect moment
is
not going to arrive. Yeah, go ahead.
In the morning, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm done. You were saying something.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just telling you that there is no better time than this. Initiate with it, see how it goes, and of course, at any point of time that you feel it's not working out or you do not want to proceed with it, you just let me know. We proceed with the refund. So that is not a problem at all. We want
okay.
to make sure that you have your comfort zone. You're comfortable. All right? And there is no one else that can make you feel comfortable unless you yourself wants to be there. All right? And I can answer your questions. I can guide you with a lot of things. I can use my experience to, you know, tell you things. But at the end, you have to take the first step. Nobody else is going to do that for you. Let me tell you that as well. Nobody. And if you don't do it, it's not happening.
Okay, I just don't know how interesting my story is going to be.
It is interesting.
We'll,
yes, as I said, that the way you
okay.
present things, that matters. And that's what it's all about. You know, this entire project, it's all about that. How we tell your story. And, of course, we will need your approval on the ways that we are trying to present your story. For example, we can try to put it in a different tone and you may not like it. So you let us know, you know what, I don't want my story to be told like this. And then you tell us how you want to tell your story. And we will just follow the directions. Once we get the grasp of the concept, then we are good to go. Then there is nothing for you left to be done. I mean, it'll be the team that will work on the entire book. We will send you drafts just for a review and get your feedback on it, whether it's good to go or not. And that's how it's going to work, you know, after some time. As I said, 4 drafts to be on the same page. Once the team is on the same page with you, then you have nothing to worry about. You just sit back, relax, and just review the work, monitor it. That's it.
Okay.
Anything else
right.
that's playing on your mind? Anything at all?
Once I give you the Discover card, are we going to start with a Zoom meeting? Or?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Okay. Once I give you the credit card information, then we are going to get started.
See, once you make the payment, the finance is going to register that, all right? And this will be like an official new order. Once the payment part is cleared up, then I will contact you. I will send you the brief forms, and we will initiate things from there.
Is that today?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Okay.
Just clear out the
okay.
payment. Let's initiate today.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to transfer you over to Daniel right now so he can clear up the payment stuff, because I'm not really a payment guy, you know. I just handle projects,
okay.
and that's my JD. So I wanted to
your name is, what is your
Lisa.
Name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lisa.
All right. No problem. I'm going to talk to you again, Jane, in a while, once you've cleared up the payments and everything, and then we'll talk in detail about the process and how we will be scheduling sessions, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And you've got nothing to worry about. I'll hold your hand. I'll walk you through. Just leave everything on me. I'll handle the rest, all right? And I'll make sure that I make
okay.
it a fun, loving experience.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Just stay on the line. Let me transfer you over to Daniel.
me about it, if you want it to be a tax cash or if you want.
Thank you for holding the line. Still with me?
Yeah.
This is Daniel again, ma'am. I hope you remember me. Just spoke to you 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you are much more comfortable now, all right, speaking with your account manager. She's a very friendly person.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do for you is I'll go ahead and get the ball rolling for you. As I said, the first step would be to go and complete the order process so I can register you on board with us, send you the NDA, the paid invoice, and we'll be all ready to get the ball rolling from there. So to complete the payments, which card would you like to use? Would that be a Visa card or would that be a MasterCard?
Discover card.
Discover? That works. Do you have your card handy with you so I can grab your card details?
I haven't.
Fantastic. First, I would need is your complete name on the card. How do you have your name appearing on the front of your card?
Jane F. Gall.
Jane S., then we have Gall,
G-A-L-L. F is in Francis Gall,
okay.
G-A-L-L.
F as in friends?
F as in Francis.
Okay, I got this, Jane F. Gall. And how do you have your card numbers on the front of your card from left to right?
6011-0120-8253-0196.
Okay, let me repeat the numbers for you again. Please correct me if I'm wrong. It is 6011-0120-8253-0196.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Are we the expiration date on the card? When does your card expire?
Expires 4 of 27.
4 of 27. That looks like April 2027. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And the last I would need is your CVC. The 4 digit on the card?
850.
3 digits as your CVC, 850. Okay. Now, Jean, to make sure you are the primary card holder of this account, please verify me the zip code which is associated with this card in the bank.
This is my primary card.
Yeah. To make sure you're the primary card holder, may I have the zip code which is associated in the bank with the card? Your postal code, your zip code?
48313.
Okay. Now, let me go ahead and request the department to go ahead and charge $450, 450, for the complete ghostwriting service. And once that's done, I'll update you right now. It would take quick 3 to 4 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes for us to go and do that. So do you want to hold the line for the next 4 or 5 minutes, or can I call you back?
Call me back, please.
No worries, no worries. I'll process it. I'll call you back again in about quick 5 minutes, and we'll talk further of how we'll get it going, okay?
All right, thank you.
No worries. Thank you for your time again, and don't worry, you're completely in safe hands. We are not taking anything additional except for $450. You're not running away with your money. I will call you again, and we'll get this going. So don't worry about it at all, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
No problem, Gene. Stay by your phone. Bye for now.